Have you ever found yourself wondering if there's something more to life? Something more than just this endless round of existence that seems to consume our lives day after day. You get up of a morning, you go off to uni or to work, you come home, perhaps you hit the books, or even hit the town with your mates, maybe you go out to a concert. But then you come home, you flop down in front of the TV and begin watching other people living out their pretend lives, till it's time to go to bed. And you get up the next day, and you do it all again.
Even in laughter, the heart may ache. At the end of a smile, the spirit can break. And joy can disappear. And the happiness of yesterday forgotten.
But somehow, inside, in those more reflective moments, you're left wondering, what is this life really all about? For many, this endless round of living leaves them with a deep inner sense that maybe there's something missing. There's a piece of life that they just don't seem to have found. This search for the missing piece leaves many feeling uneasy and unfulfilled. The truth is, it's not just that we feel that there's a piece missing, but that there's an inner sense of peace, P-E-A-C-E, that is missing. But how can we find that peace that all of us as human beings so desperately long for? Many of us trying to find that peace by filling our lives with all kinds of activities and interests. For some, it's a matter of sinking themselves into their studies or their careers. For others, it may be a matter of trying to milk from this life every enjoyable experience they can before it's too late, before they're too old. This search for peace leaves many trying to buy their way to happiness. If only I could get a new PlayStation, a new job, a new car, a new house, maybe even an opportunity to travel, then I'd really be happy. But no matter how many new things we get, no matter how many new experiences we have, most of us are still left feeling restless and discontent. We just don't have that inner sense of peace. In the Bible, God actually tells us why we can't seem to find that inner sense of peace. It's because we've all tried to live independently of God, the one who made us. We've all tried to live life our own way, doing it the best we can. But God says in doing so, we've all missed the mark. That is, we've missed God's plan and standard for our lives. This missing of the mark is what God calls sin. In the Bible, God says that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. And it is our sin that has in fact separated us from Him. In the first part of the Bible, called the Old Testament, God told His people, there's a problem. Your sin has cut you off from God. Because of your sin, He has turned away and will not listen anymore. At the end of the day, it's actually our sin that has separated us from God and robbed us of that deep inner sense of peace that all of us long to have. But if that's the case, if it is our sin that has separated us from God, if it is our sin that is the basic reason why we can't find peace, then what can be done? Well, the message of the Bible is that God has actually done something for us already. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world so that He might accept the punishment for our sin. What was the punishment that our sin deserved? Long ago, God had determined that the punishment for all sin would be death. In the second half of the Bible called the New Testament, God has said the wages or the penalty of our sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross, around 2,000 years ago, He was actually accepting the punishment that all of our sin deserved, even though He Himself had never done anything wrong, even though we hadn't even been born yet. Because He paid the penalty for our sin and rose again, He is now able to offer to each one of us true forgiveness for all of the wrong that we've ever done and give to us the wonderful gift of eternal life. We who once tried to live independently of God can now know real peace with God, and consequently real peace within. But how can we know this peace? By simply acknowledging the fact of our own sin, by turning from our selfishness and sin, and surrendering our lives in faith to Jesus Christ, who died in our place. If we will, God has promised that He will not only forgive us, but He will remove our sin and give us a brand new life, one which has lived in peace with Him, one which will last forever. If you'd like to discover this new life, this life of peace with God and peace within, then why not tell God right now by praying something like this? Dear God, I know that for too long I have ignored You and tried to live life my own way. I've tried to find peace and happiness, but acknowledge that my sin, my selfishness has separated me from You. I thank You that You sent Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Right now, I want to turn from my selfishness and sin, and I want to surrender my life in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for all of my sin and give me the new life You promised, a life which is lived in peace with You and a life which will last forever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, can I encourage you to contact us at the web address shown on this CD or on the flyer accompanying the CD? We'd love to hear from you, and would count it a privilege to pray for you as you start out in this new life of faith in Jesus Christ. In addition to this, can I suggest that if you've not been in the practice of going to church, that you try to find a church where they teach the Bible. It'll help you enormously as you seek to grow in your newly discovered relationship of peace with God.